Years ago, Mary took my hand as we went walking in the lane as it goes on down by the sea. She said, I love you, Billy dear, but won't you understand? Something in the wind is calling me. Now, Bill, you're such a young, handsome man. I know you won't be lonely long, cause that's no way to be. You'll have my love forevermore, but won't you understand? That something in the wind is calling me.
I'll always remember that day by the sea.
Well, I see her face and hear her voice. She stood by my side.
Something in the wind is calling me.
Mary's the kind that needs her own. But just today I told another girl that I'd be living free. But I always thought the word she cried sounded like my own. Now something in the wind is calling me.
I'll always remember that day by the sea.
Well, I see her face voice, she stood by my side.
Something in the wind is calling me.
In the wind is calling me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've got time for one more, then we're going to pack up and hit the bars.
Karen said if we did three decent tonight, maybe we would get that Gresham Little Theater gig someday. We've been waiting 2 years for it. She's been waiting for us to get better clothes, learn more songs, get haircuts. Is it me that's holding on? I used to have short hair. That dobro player from Tokyo that I mentioned a little while ago taught us this song. It was originally written by a Canadian. We were up there once playing in a festival in Canada, and we did this song, and they all started yelling, and we thought, well, what the heck? And we didn't know that it's not like O Canada or anything, but they all know. Eh?
Canada,
Canada. No.
No, don't again.
We'll ruin it. Somebody's likely to know somebody from Canada, and we'll be killed for this.
Maybe we'd just have to sing "Oh Canada" over and over again, because that's the only words we know.
Then we'll get killed by all of them.
That's a pretty song, though, you guys. Here we go.